producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. This week and every week, we focus on the needs of the American family farmer, his or her farms, the family farms, the family ag businesses that are run by many times people who have farms, the support vehicles, if you will, for America's family farms, and the locavore movement, the people that support the local farmers with interest and intelligence, people who are trying to get the best they can out of the food and produce that's produced by America's family farmers. As a sort of mainstream focus of the program, I like to, from time to time, bring in some of the folks that are working in Washington to try to straighten out the mess that has been created by the big food interests, the influence they have on the legislative process, the ridiculous encumbrance of overzealous regulators and bureaucrats, all these things that are problems that farmers have. And one of the best champions of the family farmer is the National Farmers Union. I belong. I don't make any, I have no apologies for being supportive of them. I belong to the Farm Bureau for a long time, and I just feel that at the moment the National Farmers Union represents the interests of the small family farmer. Even though I went, Chandler Gould is here, who's the Senior Vice President of Programs for the NFU. I went to a Farm Bureau dinner the other night. A lot of my farming friends are there and support the work, and there's good work being done by both. I don't know that we should pit one against the other. I don't belong to Farm Bureau anymore because I think they've become too influenced by the Farm Bureau has become too influenced by the big business end of farming. And I understand that because they want to get membership and money. But the National Farmers Union has stayed sort of loyal or focused in the needs of the small family farmer. So you oversee your government relations areas and other departments which are important for the life of family farmers. If we could start, Chandler, with an overview, because you specifically are working in the government relation area. What do you see as the trend and maybe the biggest differences? We get close to the end of the year, 2015. What's been the biggest and most important win and or loss for America's family farmer when it comes to government regulation, laws, that sort of thing?
Well, there's been a couple, and I appreciate you inviting me onto your program today. I think clearly the biggest win between, you know, the 2014-2015 cycle was the completion of the Comprehensive Farm Bill. It was the first bipartisan bill that was a deficit reduction bill that was passed by both the House and the Senate and signed into law. And then we have been working throughout this year to get those important safety net programs, risk management programs, conservation programs, energy programs fully implemented. So that's been a full-time job. But just kind of as you mentioned in your introduction there, one of the other biggest fights that we've had this year is protecting the Farm Bill. So we spent 3 years bringing large coalitions of Democrats and Republicans and Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, and commodity groups all together with conservation groups to bring this bill to the president. And every time a budget comes out, whether it's from the president or from the House or from the Senate, they continue to attack our agriculture and farm bill program. So after we spend all that time pulling the bill together, we're now spending just as much time and energy protecting it. Secondly, one of the good things that had come out the last couple of years was the renewable fuel standards, but unfortunately, in the last 2 years, they have rolled back the volumetrics of how much renewable fuel we're going to blend in with our imported oil that we're buying from countries that already hate us.
This is the thing that most Americans don't understand about that, farmers included. Will you explain a little more about how that formula affects the cost of gasoline, what we put into our engines? What's the real issue here? Because, again, I don't think most Americans, including many farmers, understand what you've just said.
Oh, sure. So let's break it down, just like you said. So the Renewable Fuel Standard is a program that mandates that we must blend ethanol, biodiesel, and advanced cellulosic fuels in with our petroleum. When you go to the gas, when you go to your Exxon or your Phillips or your Mobil or wherever you go to fill up your car, your tractor, or whatever, there has to be a certain percentage of renewable fuels blended in there, which is doing several things. One, it's reducing our dependency on foreign oil. Two, it is bringing the energy homegrown. It is helping to keep commodity prices high. But here's the most important thing. It was saving the consumer on average from coast to coast $1.09 a gallon at the tank when they would fill it up. And the law required each year for more and more renewable fuels produced by U.S. family farmers and ranchers to be blended into what we use for our energy uses. And this administration has actually gone backwards on that and reduced the volumes of how much needs to be blended into our energy, basically due to the pressure of big oil. I mean, big oil has come out and just flat out lied about many of the positive benefits that renewable energy and ethanol and biodiesel and advanced cellulosic
what a shock.
Has.
Big oil lying? Oh, my God. I can't
lying in Washington.
It.
Can you imagine?
Oh, jeebers, crow. Woof. I'm going to have to swallow that and think about it for a while you keep moving.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we're being outspent. The big oil companies and teamed up with the automotive industry and went up to the Hill and said, you know, basically, if you continue to do this, they were going to stop giving congressmen and senators money. They threatened the administration. And then you had car manufacturers, GM and Dodge, and then the other ones coming out saying that if we continue to increase the blend of renewable fuels in our energy and gasoline uses, that they would stop honoring your warranty on your vehicle. And if you think all the way back to the Model A, which I wasn't around back then, but I think my grandparents were, the original vehicles were built to run on alcohol. And so when these lies about the blend wall, that's the word that the oil companies kept putting out there saying that the U.S. farmer, family farmer cannot produce enough renewable fuels to meet the need, and that there was this fictitious wall out there. Well, we've proven every year that we have had renewable fuels, we have produced more than the statutory requirements even required. So why the administration rolled it back clearly comes from the pressure from big oil. It's a huge blow to rural America.
Yeah.
It's an insult, really, to family farmers and ranchers. And here we are, we're going to shell out billions and billions of dollars to countries that don't even like us when we could be putting that money in the middle of the country and supporting U.S. family farmers and ranchers.
Exasperating, isn't it? How we have been cut off at the knees, as it were. We're having a conversation with Chandler Gould, who is the Senior VP of Programs at the National Farmers Union, getting an update on the legislative session and the season that we've had during the year 2015 and how it impacts family farmers. This is the American Family Farmer.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Are you looking for a special holiday gift that says glamour? Beauty expert and journalist Grace Gold has some suggestions.
The beauty maven on your list will love EcoTools brushes. They're earth-conscious and incredibly well-designed for all beauty needs. The four-piece beautiful complexion set comes gift-wrapped in time for the holidays. The Mini Essentials holiday set costs just $5.99, and all three festive brush sets are under $20 at retailers nationwide or EcoTools.com.
What about a glamorous party gift?
Try this for a taste of glamour. Di Serono partners with designer Roberto Cavalli, reimagining the Italian almond liqueur bottle in exotic animal prints. The limited edition bottle costs $28, and a three-pack of minis are just $12.99 and make luxurious stocking stuffers. Profits support Fashion for Development, a UN-sponsored project in Africa.
Available nationwide or online at reservebar.com/DiSerono wears Cavalli or go to DiSerono.com.
Continuing now, the American Family Farmer, and a welcome to the folks who are listening to the American Family Farmer on WARK in Hagerstown, Maryland. Good to have you along, and the folks listening to the My Farm Radio app. Important information coming from us to you, and our thanks to the people at Farm Journal Radio for that connection. We have Chandler Gould with us from the National Farmers Union. We're talking about some of the legislative victories or some of the legislative realities. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about COOL, country of origin labeling. But first, let's finish up on any of these other ancillary bills that are important to the farmers.
Well, as we were finishing up, you know, the renewable fuel standard, of course, we want to see the EPA put out the volumetrics and restore, actually, you know, follow the law and restore the volumetrics back to what the law requires, which they currently are not doing. So that'll be something that we continue to work on. Another big win, though, that we did have this year was there was a huge attack to take $3 billion out of crop insurance, which is clearly one of the main risk management tools that almost every farmer now, even if you're a row crop farmer, but also if you're a specialty crop producer, there's many different types of risk management programs through crop insurance that are available. They tried to take $3 billion out of that this year, and we were able to protect it. So there's been some good, there's been some bad, but definitely one of the most devastating things that's going to happen probably this week or next week is we are going to become subservient to the World Trade Organization, which is a third-party international organization, and they have come in and told the United States government, which last time I checked, we were a sovereign country and were able to make our own laws, that we no longer have the right to tell our consumers where their food comes from.
This is the most outrageous, damnable thing. This ought to be the number one thing, not immigration and not the war in the Middle East. This affects all of us much more when it comes right down to our health and well-being than anything else. And
exactly.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this in a matter of moments. Stand by for that focus. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Here with Chandler Gould from the National Farmers Union.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Focus on the American family farms and the American family farmer. That's what this radio program is all about. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, our focus is on legal, legal ramifications of some of the new rules that we will be encountering as farmers. I have been a farmer, for those of you who may be new to the program, all my life I've been around cows. I have a dairy operation now, a heifer operation outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. But this is my passion. I'm really interested in especially the local farm movements because they are what America is all about. Chandler Gould is the fellow in charge of, among other things, government relations at the National Farmers Union. And this whole thing from the World Trade Organization suggesting that we are going to have to pay $1 billion a year in fines because we, our people, want to know where the food comes from. This is just, I mean, it's beyond belief. It shows you how bad things have gotten, Chandler.
It is. You know, one of the comments I made earlier this week was, who's really running this country? I mean, is it the Senate and the Congress and who have constituents that vote and the President of the United States, or is it the World Trade Organization? And today, when it comes to informing consumers about where their food comes from and supporting U.S. family farmers and ranchers, I would have to say it's the World Trade Organization that is running this country. And our family farmers and ranchers are proud of the products they produce. They want the ability to say that this steak, this loin,
Well, that's what everybody wants. They want to know where the food comes from.
They want to know. Right. And when was the last time you had a consumer tell you, hey, I don't want to know anything about my food. Matter of fact, tell me less information. You're not hearing that. You're hearing, I want to know where it came from. I want to know how it was produced. I want to know how long did it take to get here. You know, the people are starting to talk about distance now and local and regional food systems. And here we've had a third-party or international organization come in and say, you can tell your consumers where their food comes from, but it's going to cost you $1 billion a year to pay Canada and Mexico off because somehow we have hurt their market, according to them, by informing our consumers with the information they need. And what's even more sad is the United States Senate and the U.S. Congress has bowed to the World Trade Organization and is going to take this right and take this information away from your consumers either this week or next week, most likely.
Well, how do they do that? How do they get away with it? How is it that we are fed all of this stuff and we buy it? This is why I focus on the locavore movement, because that's where the desire is to have. Those are the grassroots people that want this information, that deserve it. They want to feed their families good food, and you can't be sure. Maybe some of the stuff is good that comes from elsewhere, but why is it? What are you doing by keeping the information? All you do is make us suspicious, and then you also are not playing fair to the American family farmer, who's at a disadvantage because most of the crap that comes from Argentina or Brazil or Mexico or Canada or wherever it is not as well. Maybe the Canadian stuff is okay, but I know that a lot of the stuff that's coming from Central and South America, they're loaded up with hormones and all kinds of stuff that are just not good for us, thanks to the creative efforts of some of the big chemical companies, Dow and Monsanto. They develop these things, you shoot your cows up with them, and they grow faster and bigger. But it's the stuff you're getting, you might as well be eating newspaper. As a matter of fact, newspaper is better for you than some of this, with all of the hormones and things that are in it. It's bad for your adrenals, bad for your system, and the locavores know that. The average person may not, because they didn't pay attention in biology, but for God's sakes, you got to know what's going on in your body. So anyway, all right, hold on a second, Chandler. We're going to spend a lot more time on this. Chandler Gould is Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming the folks that are listening in Shelton, Washington, the KMAS carrier of the American Family Farmer. Good to have you on board. Chandler Gould, speaking of people on board, is the Senior Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union, and he's here now helping us understand the cool country of origin labeling bill and how outrageous this is. Never mind how it affects the American family farmer, the locavores, the people just want to know where their food comes from. This is something that needs to be fixed, whether we can get it fixed, the more information you have at least. And Chandler has been around to all the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, to present a story so the average person would understand what's going on. They want to hear it? Nope. Don't want to hear it because their advertisers don't want them. You know, this is the fraudulence of the news media in this country. They are bought and sold by their advertisers. Fine, as long as you understand that's what you're getting when you watch this tripe on these various networks. But the average person doesn't know that, so they don't know from nothing about the cool movement unless somebody like you explains it. So let's keep going with this. Country of origin, the meat. It's all, this is about meat now at the moment, and
correct.
Not about the products.
This is specifically about whole cuts of meat. Canada and Mexico sued the U.S. At the World Trade Organization. It's been about a 3.5-year process. And here's what's even more concerning, Doug. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in the United States, the National Pork Producers Council here in the United States, and the National Meat Association here in the United States went to Canada and helped them write their testimony so that they would beat us at the World Trade Organization because they basically just want to open up the borders and just have free trade and livestock and animals going back and forth, basically so the consumer has no idea where their food is coming from or what is actually on their dinner plate, at night.
To get to the basics, the bottom line here, if you look past at the past 10 years, let's say, and how exports have grown to China, This is just one example, but we have exports going all over the place. This has been good, for the most part, for the American family farmer. But now they're turning around because they have things they want us to take. Like, remember when, what's the name of Fonterra, the big milk producer in Oceania, the New Zealand and Australia and these areas, they want their milk to come to America, and they haven't been able to get into the market. The Chinese bought that company, and we all know what happened last year when they were sending over 747 freighters full of milk from these areas, but they had, from China anyway. It had melamine in it, and that, as soon as that was discovered, that was the end of that. So now their way in is to go buy these outfits down in New Zealand, send all the Chinese workers over there that'll work cheap, produce more cheap milk, and fly it over to the United States so that Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, Portland all can have milk the next day from Oceania. And is the quality as good as what you can get here? Who's going to know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're exactly right.
Not going to know.
It all comes down to large multinational companies making more money, paying less for U.S. products, and basically what they are doing is driving the U.S. family farmer and rancher
out of business
so they can get cheaper products from overseas, and they don't want the consumer to know that that product came from overseas.
And by the way, I've said this 100 times on the air, if I've said it once, if you think that we can continue without the American family farmer to produce enough food for ourselves, you are so kidding yourself. If we don't cut this out, if we don't stop this, in the next decade, never mind we're the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to have enough food to feed ourselves. Because, mark my words, as the populations grow in these areas who've got their head right up their butt, there's no population control, there's copulation instead of population control. So the Indians are having 8, 10 kids in their families, and they haven't got enough food to feed themselves now. Same thing is happening in some of the areas of Asia and in Africa. What do you think is going to be the outcome of all of this? It's suicidal what we are doing. It is, and that's not an exaggeration. This is suicidal.
Yeah, and you set those population growths up, Doug, just as you mentioned, and then you tie that in with climate change and the extreme weather patterns and the drought that we're seeing in California, the 5-year drought with Texas, where I'm from, just came out of. Australia is in a big drought, and so the large and developed countries that are the breadbaskets of the world, and the weather continues to change, we are going to be faced with a food shortage, before we know. And by 2050, we're going to have 9 billion people on this country, and yet we're sitting here with policies that are driving U.S. family farmers and ranchers out of business.
Okay, so here's something that brings that point home for those of you who are interested in research. This is a study that came from the Center for Food Integrity. The research indicates clearly that Americans want transparency. Consumers want information about the food in order for them to trust whether the food is any good or not. In other words, what these people are saying is, I don't know where it comes from. I don't trust that it's any good. And so, but these big businesses have so much money and so much power and influence because of what Chandler said. He's the legislative aide. He knows what kind of dough goes into the coffers of the reelection campaigns. You wouldn't believe the billions of dollars floating around to influence the election for Congress this year, never mind the presidency. There's no transparency at all. But because I'm looking at this research study here, the impact on food health, the environment, the safety of these foods, all of this is what the public wants by a huge majority. 84% of the people responding to this study are concerned about not only the quality of the food, but the quality of the animals that are being raised for food. You think you're going to know that after this thing gets put into effect? You're going to know nothing.
That's right.
Anyway, keep going, Chandler.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, most of the cattle that come in from Mexico, not most, go into quarantine for 30 days because of disease and parasites that they bring over, and they have to be cleaned up before they're released into the rest of the population of the beef herd here in the United States. And whenever Congress takes this action on country of origin labeling, it'll be most likely in the omnibus spending bill.
It'll be buried.
Yeah, good luck finding it in the bill, and good luck finding on your plate or at the grocery store, knowing where your beef and your pork came from. And here's what's even more egregious, Doug. They're even repealing more of a country of origin labeling than what the WTO even found fault with. The WTO only said that we needed to work on whole cuts of beef and whole cuts of pork because due to segregation, they said that it was unfair to Canada and Mexico, which we completely disagree with because we think, you know, if we want to tell our consumers
this is so un-American, this is so outrageous.
Here's what the House has done. The House of Representatives not only repealed whole cuts of beef and pork, they also repealed ground meat, ground pork, and chicken. Those three things weren't even in the WTO case.
Mm-hmm. So how did they get in there?
They even went further.
How did they get in there is the question everybody ought to be asking themselves. We'll pause now and then continue on to understand this cool legislation and why it is it needs to be repealed. Is that going to happen? It's going to happen before this takes place. Maybe it'll happen after people start reacting and stop buying the meat. That's the way to fix it. Stop buying the meat. Go to the local butcher. Find a butcher shop. Spend more money. Buy the meat there. Chandler Gould from the National Farmers Union here in an advocacy position for you if you're an American family farmer on this weekly radio program. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with more of my top holiday gift picks to satisfy every family member on your shopping list. Holiday shopping is now in full swing at Office Depot and Office Max stores. Along with the latest in tech, you'll be able to buy gift cards and use their copy and print services to create calendars and photo books. This year's must-have tech gift is the convertible laptop, like HP's 2X360. Visit Office Depot and Office Max stores or shop online at officedepot.com/holiday for today's best deals. The iHome ISP5 smart plug connects most small appliances up to 1800 watts, such as lamps, fans, portable heaters, humidifiers, even your holiday lights, and turns them into smarter devices so you can monitor and control them from anywhere. The smart plug connects to Wi-Fi using the free iHome Control app for iOS and Android devices. It's also compatible with Apple HomeKit. Unlike other wireless sound systems, Monster Soundstage offers both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity to stream your music in ultra-high resolution from any source. Soundstage looks great and provides an incredible listening experience because Monster knows it's always about performance. Skylander Superchargers video game features detailed vehicles that kids can play with and watch come to life in the Skylands. Seamlessly pause and transition gameplay from one Apple device to another. Skylander Superchargers is available on all game consoles for iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. Happy holidays from BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We're continuing now. Let's wrap up this discussion if we can, because my blood pressure I can feel going sky high. Chandler Gould is Vice President of Government Relations at the National Farmers Union. We're talking about the COOL legislation. December 18th is the likely date in which Canada and Mexico can start retaliation proceedings through higher tariffs against our products being imported into their countries. Dairy products will be included in the retaliation. There were four World Trade Organization complaints filed against the U.S. on the COOL labeling law for beef and pork and poultry. Canada, Mexico, supposedly, look at what we do for these two countries, and they're just screwing us. You can say a lot of good about Canada, not much about Mexico as far as I'm concerned, but anyway, what's the recourse here? You can't do anything unless this thing is repealed, right?
Well, you're exactly right. Now, if parts of it are repealed, and there is a solution to it, though, there is the Hoban-Stabenow bill that has been introduced and been sitting there for 3 months that only makes the parts that the WTO found fault with voluntary, but makes the A label that says if anyone says that this is a product of U.S. and Canada, or this is a product of USA, that the animal had to be born, raised, and harvested in the United States. So it's still not a complete win for the family farmers and ranchers and the consumer, but it's a partial win. But that's not the direction the Congress is heading right now. My staff and myself have been to events and meetings the earlier part of this week, and what we're hearing is that the House bill is what's being put into the omnibus bill that will fully repeal all of these label laws on all meat. Mm-hmm. And so no matter if even meat that wasn't even in the WTO case, ground meat, ground pork, chicken, and Doug, here's something you may not know. On chicken, and we all of us asked, why is chicken even in here? It wasn't even in the original case.
This ought to be good.
There are five plants in China right now seeking certification from the USDA to process chicken and send it to the United States. So the Chicken Council and the chicken companies went to the House of Representatives and lobbied for chicken to be added to the COOL repeal so that in case one of these plants in China does receive certification, that we could start receiving imported chicken into this country and it would not have to be labeled.
Right. That's what KFC, McDonald's, all these people that are selling cheap chicken want, even cheaper than the stuff that they're getting now by injecting everything with hormones and all that other stuff.
Well, didn't you read that? What is it the other day that a chicken McNugget has got 48 ingredients in it, or some 48 maybe is not the right. It was some crazy high number.
Right. Yeah. It isn't those. And KFC changed the name. People laugh at me when I say this. They call it KFC because they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because it isn't chicken.
No.
Or at least a lot of it isn't chicken. And if you look at a wing and you can see that it's a wing, you're all right. But if you're buying all these fried things, the chicken McNuggets and these little things that come in a basket, that stuff is all ground up, processed chicken parts, bones and beaks and whatever else. I mean, that's just, they can get away with it because, I mean, it kind of goes back to the old days of Kraft selling American cheese. It wasn't from America and it wasn't cheese.
It's a cheese byproduct.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right. It comes from Russia, a whey product in a plastic bag, for God's sakes. And
it has a shelf life of eternity.
Right. Yeah, never, never. Imagine what happens to your body. You know, there was a study done in the last year or so that looked at why it is, I don't know why, who even wanted to know this, but it's interesting after you find it out. Fact that our bodies, when we die, decompose at a rate that is 14 times slower than used to be the case before processed foods were introduced into our systems. So that means that when you die, your body will stay preserved because of depending on what you ate.
Well, you know, we're putting enough preservatives and artificial flavors and colorings and everything else on there. And I can see where that's true. But then also think about this too, Doug. Some of the food companies are actually hearing this. You're hearing where they're starting to take artificial coloring and artificial preservatives out of their food. Why is the Congress not hearing it?
Because they're not listening to the average person. They're not listening to the locavores. They're listening to the people who are paying to get them reelected. Chandler Gould, who is the Senior Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union, talking about this important event. You need to get to your congressmen and senators and tell them you want a repeal of the cool labeling law. Good to have you here, Chandler. Look forward to talking to you again. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. And now this comment. Think about what it takes to go into a drive-thru at an American fast food restaurant. Did you know the average time it takes to get served? And I'm going to bet that there are a lot of farmers who eat at McDonald's or Burger King or some of the other fast food places. 3 minutes is what it takes to get served at the drive-thru. That's the average. There is a backlash against this kind of instant gratification that basically has led to the birth of the slow food movement, bringing attention to the locavore movement, the Tierra, I think I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, it's either Tierra or Tierra Madre. Basically, I'll translate that from the Spanish to English, Mother Earth Day celebrated this week. The Slow Food Organization started in Italy in response to the opening of fast food restaurants in Italy. This is in the main square of Italy when a McDonald's opened, 1986. So there was a big protest there in Italy, and this was against fast food, but the main aim now of slow food is to preserve small-scale agriculture and artisan food products. That's why I'm bringing this to your attention. If you don't know about slow food, you can Google slow food and see where there are people around where you are that are interested in preserving your agricultural enterprise, whether it's a produce farm, truck farm, we call it, row crop farming, dairy farming, some of the things that are going on, hopefully in a community near you or hopefully in your community, are all about helping the locavores, people who want to know where the food comes from. They want to help you preserve your way of life. They want to support. They're not interested in the price. Yeah, I mean, they're certainly interested if it's crazy, but you're responsible. You're charging people what it costs you to grow quality food and have a reasonable profit so you can keep the farm going. That's where this country of origin labeling comes in, because there's no real focus on what it costs. It's, well, certainly it's cheaper than what goes on here, and there's no focus on quality. So the people who have started this group, and it's now become international, by the way, the Slow Food Organization. I've met some people who in California are building their farms around the ideas. But there are, of the 194 countries on the planet, people from 160 countries who have joined this movement that is focused on growing and having people relish local products like heirloom fruits and vegetables, herbs, homemade bread, handmade cheese, all of these things. I was selling handmade cheese in my store, raw cheese, raw milk, that sort of thing. This is what people realize is the best thing for their bodies. And even though the government doesn't want you to know that, doesn't want you to think that, because they're all being, they're like gangsters. These people, these bureaucrats, and their orders, their charges to do this. I mean, I remember having to deal with them on my dairy farm. They're like gangsters. And this is what we are going toward if we don't start respecting. And maybe one of the ways to combat the cool thing, because it's not just an issue here, it's an issue around the world. That's why the slow food movement is gaining in popularity and recognition big time. Think about how you cook. Those of you who cook your meals at home, those of you who are traditionalists, maybe you still even use a cookbook, or maybe you go online and you find things that are being developed by some of these folks who have some tradition and maybe some of the new things. There are a lot of people who are using wines. Regional vintners are really finding great success, as are the local microbreweries, right? This is how it works. And the reason the microbreweries are gaining is because they're using local water sources. Think about that. Where's the water coming from to make Budweiser, if it's next to the ocean, the place things there? Things like that. I'm not just focused on them. I'm just having you think about all of the ramifications of, we always just take food for granted. I had my garden. I grew my food in the garden, never paid any attention much to what was in the store. Now nobody has a garden anymore, even though you ought to teach your children about food by having some kind of a little garden, window boxes, even if you live in the city. But this is very important. Very, let me stress the importance of understanding where the food comes from, and you spending time spreading the word. A word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment on this week's American Family Farmer.
Wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.